Blog Talk Radio.
Her key, let every heart prevail. Let heaven and nature, heaven and nature, say.
Greetings, beloved friends, and Merry Christmas to all. You just heard Joy to the World, the version by the one and only late Miss Whitney Houston, my favorite version of that song and probably my favorite Christmas hymn of all. I've been playing instrumental songs throughout this Christmas season because I've been especially in instrumental mood. But tonight, Christmas night, as always every year, whenever I do the show closest to Christmas, I will always play this version of Joy to the World by Whitney Houston. It just, it's uplifting in a way I can't even place into words. It, you know, it's an ineffable feeling for me that comes over me. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I didn't initially intend to be doing this late night show on Christmas Day. I initially intended to do a Christmas Eve show yesterday evening. Got very busy, and I'll share with you what my Christmas weekend has been like. And then I wasn't able to do one until this time, this evening, from being out. But those of you who are able to listen in now, praise the Lord. And if not, whenever you might hear this message, I hope that it is you. And I hope and pray everyone had a beautifully blessed Christmas time with family and friends and fellowship and, you know, gifts that you may have received, both tangible and intangible, and just being able to be alive and well and have the comfort of home and food and security. We certainly want to pray for those individuals who, for various reasons, may be homeless, may be unwell, may be very depressed and lonely. I know someone, as we speak, who is working the crisis line, in which individuals call in who are at their breaking point or either very fearful or distraught. And there are those in those places tonight. So we just want to pray that the Lord's peace come over them. Guardian angels will be sent to just surround them. And I pray for those as well working the crisis lines tonight, because that is certainly a calling, a divine calling, to be there for individuals in that way. So we are going to say a prayer in a minute, but again, just praise reports for being able to see another Christmas. Hallelujah, our Savior is born the day we commemorate our Savior's birth, our Lord Jesus Christ, into the earth. And I just pray now, as we finish out the rest of the year and going into 2022, that we would be bold believers and stand up for what we believe. About the truth, about the gospel. That's why tonight's message, as we close out this Christmas day, is shepherds showing and sharing the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And we are going to be talking more about why specifically the Holy Spirit put that on my heart, that particular topic this evening, too, in a moment. But before I do that, I want to read you my version of the 12 Days of Christmas, the revised Christmas version that I made up a few years back. But I wrote it out, and then I just typed it up and posted it in an email so I would always have it, but of course it's to the tune of the original 12 Days of Christmas, so I will get started. On the first day of Christmas, the good Lord sent to me the light so that we could all see. On the second day of Christmas, the good Lord sent to me blue sky and blue sea and the light so that we could all see. On the third day of Christmas, the good Lord sent to me trial and visitation, blue sky and blue sea, and the light so that we could all see. On the fourth day of Christmas, the good Lord sent to me sun, moon, and stars, trial and visitation, blue sky and blue sea, and the light so that we could all see. On the fifth day of Christmas, the good Lord sent to me creatures of the sky and sea, sun, moon, and stars, trial and visitation, blue sky and blue sea, and the light so that we could all see. On the sixth day of Christmas, the good Lord sent to me humanity from which we your descended creatures of the sky and sea. Sun, moon, and stars shall in vegetation be sky and blue sea, and the light so that we could all see. On the seventh day of Christmas, a good Lord sent to me. Sabbath day of rest, humanity from which we have descended, creatures of the sky and sea. Sun, moon, and stars, trial and vegetation, blue sky and blue sea, and the light so that we could all see. The eighth day of Christmas, a good Lord sent to me. Eight, never the light, but the Sabbath day of rest, humanity from which we have descended, creatures of the sky and sea. Sun, moon, and stars, trial, invitation, blue sky and blue sea, and the light so that we could all see. On the ninth day of Christmas, the good Lord sent to me. Nine, choirs of angels, eight, miracles of life, the Sabbath day of rest, humanity from which we have descended, creatures of the sky and sea. Sun, moon, and stars, trial, invitation, blue sky and blue sea, and the light so that we could all see. On the tenth day of Christmas, the good Lord sent to me. The Ten Commandments be among us, nine, choirs of angels, eight, miracles of life, the Sabbath day of rest, humanity from which we are descended, creatures of sky and sea. Sun, moon, and stars, trial, invitation, blue sky and blue sea, and the light so that we could all see. On the 11th day of Christmas, the good Lord sent to me. 11 promises of God, so John, the Ten Commandments, be among us, nine, choirs of angels, eight, miracles of life, the Sabbath day of rest, humanity from which I descended, creatures of the sky and sea, sun, moon, and stars, trial, invitation, blue sky and blue sea, and the light so that we could all see. On the 12th day of Christmas, the good Lord said to me, Jesus Christ, the Lord and Savior, 11 psalms from the Gospel of John, the 10 commandments of Moses, 9 choirs of angels, 8 miracles of life, the Sabbath day of rest, humanity from which we are descended, creatures of the sky and sea, sun, moon, and stars, trial, invitation, blue sky and blue sea, and the light so that we could all see. All right, so I hope that did bless you. So really quickly, before I get into our main topic for today, and then I will say our prayer at the end before I do our closeout song, I wanted to just talk about my weekend. So my son did get in, praise the Lord, safely on Thursday morning, mid-morning, and when I picked him up from the airport, we said there are a couple of things we wanted to do, errands to run and things to pick up. By the time we got finished with everything, it was later in the afternoon. And we originally had pictures, portrait scheduled for JCPenney Studio. However, when we received the phone call, the confirmation, they did say they did not know when they would be able to get our pictures back to us. They couldn't give us a time and a date you know, they're holiday pictures, so that really defeated the purpose without knowing even just a range or a general idea. So we decided to forego that option, and instead we took pictures ourselves at home, and you can see them posted on, if you're online, you go to the online show, Blog Talk Radio, the segment for the slideshow, you'll see the pictures that I posted that we took. It turned out pretty well. I mean, we're certainly not advanced expert photographers by any means, but it did turn out well, praise the Lord. And we actually use those on holiday greeting cards that I gave out to family and friends. And then, as a surprise to my son, Friday, Christmas Eve morning, I had a Christmas Eve brunch at the house. I had my parents come out. My younger sister, my older sister, was not able to make it for Christmas, but she will be here next week as we move into the new year. But my parents and my little sister came out, and my dad said a great Christmas prayer, and we ate, and I had some great music playing, Christmas music playing. We played a couple of games, family trivia game, and Christmas bingo, Christmas songs bingo, and talk, exchange gifts. I've had some great food here. So we were very blessed. And yesterday afternoon, Christmas Eve afternoon, after everyone left, my son and I read a Christmas poem, a Christmas short story and Christmas poem online, a Facebook Live for the kiddos or those just young at heart listening. It's something I told my son I wanted to start try to do, especially as long as we could be together in some facet on Christmas Eve, whether we do it Facebook Live or we go to a church and do, you know, a Christmas story or poem. So we really enjoyed that. Went out to see my cousin yesterday in Carterville, and we went to a Christmas Eve service and at Heartsong Church, and saw a family friend there and her grandchildren. So it was a great opportunity to fellowship, and we all lit the candles, so it was just bright and shining and glowing light in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ after the sermon. But the sermon was on about the shepherds who received the good news from the angel that Jesus Christ was born and said they wanted to go and worship and glorify him. Interestingly enough, and this we got back home. We watched a movie called Saving Christmas. I don't know how many of you have heard of it. It's from 2014 with Kirk Cameron, and it's a wonderful movie just about the meaning of Christmas and some of the symbols and how they can be tied back biblically to the word. But just a really neat kind of film to honor and revere Jesus Christ in the season that we commemorate his birth anyway. So we watched that and then each opened a gift and as we ate. And then this morning we finished opening all the gifts before we left for church. But I also lit a three-wick candle. It's one I received when my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, recently passed from our church members. It was a magnolia, and she really loved magnolias and those types of, I call them kind of the old school flowers or the flowers that just have, were known for having that stamina. And so we lit the three wicks, one for the past, remembering our relatives and ancestors who have gone on, passed on from this life, and the Lord is having them with him in glory. We lit the second wick for the present, those who were able to fellowship with and enjoy in the present, our family and friends, our loved ones who are here, and then for the future, because we don't know what's to come, but we know in Jesus' name that will be best for us. And we do know the ultimate future, the final end destination is eternity with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So anyway, that was wonderful to be able to do in our prayer this morning. The church service today was also about shepherds. And so the Holy Spirit convicted me. So we'll do this show, very, very brief message here that I want to share related to the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the shepherds and their role as vessels for the Lord and conduits and believers and followers. So just a few scripture verses, not many because our time is short, on following Jesus. Matthew 16:24, and then Jesus told the disciples, if anyone will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. 1 Peter 2:21, for to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example, so you might follow in his steps. 1 Corinthians 11:1-2, be imitators of me, as I am of Christ. Now I commend you because you remember me in everything and maintain the traditions, even as I delivered them to you. John 8:12, again Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Luke 9:23, and he said to all, if anyone come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And that's cross-referenced with the Matthew 16:24. John 10:27 is a very popular verse. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. 1 John 2:3-4. And by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commandments. Whoever says I know him but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. And Mark as well is the same verse, and calling the crowd to him with disciples, he said to him, anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now, there are some variations in between the four Gospels, but this particular verse is in all the Gospels in some form. 1 Corinthians 11:1, be imitators of me as I am of Christ. Matthew 10:22, and you'll be hated by all for my name's sake, but the one who endures to the end will be saved. Matthew 4:19, he says, then follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. 1 Peter 1:14-16, as obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance. But if he who calls you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. John 12:26, if anyone serves me, he must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. If anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. So very, very quickly, our topic, showing and sharing the gospel message of Jesus Christ. So I was enlightened as I was listening to the pastors in the Christmas Eve service and the Christmas Day service we went to today at Longview Heights, both talking about the shepherds. And number one, the shepherds showed their commitment to Jesus. We are modern-day shepherds today as believers, as disciples. We, just as the shepherds showed their commitment to Jesus when they heard the word and they already believed upon hearing and they wanted to go and worship Jesus Christ as a babe in the manger, we too, although we do not follow a physical Jesus Christ here on this earth, but he lived the Holy Spirit that he left dwell within us, and we know he seated at the right hand of the Father, so we worship him as Almighty resurrected King, you know, in his role, in his divine authority and supremacy and sovereignty with Father God. And so that means that we, just as the shepherds, were convicted and had no doubts, had no apprehensions, we need to be the same in how we follow Christ. And what's in this word, in the Bible that we have received, knowing its truth. You know, I have a particular relative, and I'm sure I have other relatives too, that, you know, does not quite believe as I believe, or does not believe as I believe in terms of the validity of the gospel message. And that does not change my love for my relatives or for anyone if they differ from me in terms of faith and belief. But what I do is to stand firm on what I know is the truth. If you've never seen The Case for Christ by Lee Strobel, read the book, or seen the movie that depicts his journey and discovering his faith as a Christian from an atheist or agnostic, whichever one he identified as one of them, to becoming a Christian, then that's a powerful, profound story, and it will certainly be life-changing and hopefully lead someone who isn't a believer to Christ with him sharing his experience. But it does come down to just believe. You want to believe and you know, feel compelled to the second piece of that, showing the gospel message of Jesus Christ in what we believe, how we treat others, how we carry ourselves, what we say, you know, what we say, our actions, or what we do regarding others. All of that is showing the gospel message of Jesus Christ when we live as Jesus lived. We're able to do that through the grace of the Holy Spirit dwelling within us if we choose to submit and surrender to the Holy Spirit, and then sharing the message. So then going out and telling others as they did through discipleship through opportunities with small groups at church or Bible studies or blog talk radio shows or Morning Manna Facebook Live segments, however it may be, summer camps, vacation Bible school, recreational programs at church, and outside of church at other schools or in other workplaces. And people may say, oh, I'm scared. I don't know. They may, fire me or somebody may complain or whatever. But we do need to be discerning about when and where the appropriate times. If the Lord puts it on your heart and compels you to really share this message with a particular person, I believe the Lord is going to protect. And that doesn't mean that there couldn't be some kind of challenge or backlash, but the Lord is going to protect and lead in that situation, because when we stand up for him, again, it shows the deep level of faith that we have and trust that we have in the Lord. Now, before I close out, I hope that message blessed someone. We're going to close out. I'm going to say prayer, and then we're going to close out with Family Force 5, Angels We Have Heard on High. This song is in the Saving Christmas 2014 movie with Kirk Cameron, and I just love it. I think it's a great way to end the night. Let me say our prayer. Dear Father God in heaven, thank you so much for all those listening out there today. Thank you those who have logged on this late evening as we are closing out Christmas 2021. I pray everyone be blessed and well and safe. Let us remember those who are less fortunate or doing without or underprivileged or just going through a really challenging time. Lord, please come to them and uplift them as only you are able. In your Son, Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Family Force 5, Angels We Have Heard on High.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the place, and the mountains in reply echo in their joyous praise. Oh,